thank you for joining us on this four-part musical podcast production called The Divide, a creation by Terry O'Brien. The Divide is based on the 2015 and 2016 campaign and election of Donald Trump and the reaction of both sides to the turmoil. Our hope is to tell the story of both sides, the left and the right, by using The Divide between us as the driving force for the music. The play uses two news networks, the Red Network and the Blue Network, to tie together the overall play and set the stage for each scene, and provide a humorous narrative to what the song is going to be about and to move the musical along. It's important to note, many of the lyrics of the songs you will hear came straight from the actual person during the campaign through a speech, a debate, a TV interview, or a news article. I, your narrator, will also be popping in and out to help set the stage for the different scenes. Well, now, if you're ready, as they say, you better buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Scene 1 and 2. The play starts on the night of the election, November 8th, 2016, in a downtown Chicago office building, where we find Camilla, a 32-year-old pregnant immigrant from Colombia, where she is busy cleaning an office. In the background, she hears breaking news through a distant TV that she had turned on earlier. She pauses to reflect how this might impact her. The second part of the scene features the song, The Divide, which takes place the day after the election, November 9th, in a Chicago subway station, where we meet a group of Democrats and Republicans who reflect on what happened last night.
It's 2:30 a.m., and Channel 13 is calling this race for Donald John Trump is going to be our 45th president of the United States.
How can I do this? I'll never get through this. How can I raise this child? In a world turned exclusive, in a place not inclusive, in a country turned so vile. If they won't accept us, how can I expect us to live, love, and thrive? When the door shuts upon us, how can they scorn us? I just want what's best for our child and us. Where love can't survive us in a country we can't
Look what we have done. Thought it was all for fun. How could the polls have been so off? All the news said she would win.
Take the White House back again.
How could this have gone so wrong?
They keep on telling me.
How bad could he really be?
Let's all just give it some time.
I'm sure once he is in,
get life back to normal again,
everything will end up fine.
Wait.
Ooh, I wish I had voted that Tuesday afternoon. Now look what we have done. Our boy Trump has won. Can't believe the change we're gonna have. We're gonna build that wall.
Maybe 40 stories tall.
How'd you know who's gonna pay for that?
Them. He'll make us great again.
Just like you remember when
Ronnie Reagan was in town. We're gonna drain the swamp,
do the things we really want.
This could be our finest hour.
Ooh, I'm glad I voted that Tuesday afternoon. With sweat and tears, we never let the bastards win. This is what they want to see. They want to see you hating me and have our country end. Somehow we have to pull together. We have to see this through. Ooh.
But I was at hot yoga.
Bitch, please.
Scene 3. Now let's meet our four news anchors who will be guiding us on this musical journey. From the blue team, we have Jack Henderson. Jack is a 45-year-old seasoned anchor, strong and good-looking with salt and pepper hair. He is polite and well-spoken. A little like Brian Williams. Also on the blue team is Kate Lively. Kate is 35. Dark hair, smart, attractive on-air type that you might see on a CNN morning show. Now, for the red team, we have Amanda Smiley. Amanda is a beautiful blonde, 30-ish, and wears short red dresses with heels. When on air, Amanda nods and agrees with her co-host, using short and quirky answers. However, off-air, she is very smart, demanding, and in control. Lastly, we have Tucker. Well, I don't think I need to say anything else. His name is Tucker. So let's now see what they have to say this morning.
It's time for Get Up Chicago, Chicago's number one morning show with Jack, Katie, Tucker, and Amanda. And here they are.
Good morning, America.
Last night, you made history by electing Donald J. Trump to
be the 45th president of the United States.
And we could not be more
shocked, surprised, scared.
Oh, delighted, thrilled, and impressed.
This morning, millions of Americans are waking up to a country they never thought they would see, and a world which they do not recognize. People have been marching all night in most of the major cities, chanting, Donald Trump is not my effing president.
Kate, the celebrations we saw just hours ago speak for themselves. The people of the Trump party could not have been more pleased with the outcome of the election, singing the words, America will be great again, to the tune of Yankee Doodle.
You know what this means, don't you, Tucker?
Oh, yeah. Our ratings are gonna jump through the roof and our ad revenue will double. Oh, this time next year, I might truly be able to afford my impending midlife crisis.
No. Midlife crisis aside, this country will continue to be split apart, and President-elect Donald Trump, I can't believe I just said that, will continue to use the media, well, all of us, to divide the country. The more outlandish his actions, the crazier the stuff he does. Thus, the higher the ratings for both of us. Tucker, this should not be about ratings. It's about what kind of country we want for our children.
Oh, speak for yourself. I'll take the ratings. And as for the country, taking it back from the liberal lefty snowflakes, now that is going to be the best thing that could have happened. You know, I wonder if Harley Davidson makes a coal-powered chopper. Oh, that that'll show the tree huggers.
All right, let me get this straight. You mean you would rather have this guy, who, let's face it, was a Democrat 4 years ago, tweeting every little thought that pops into his skull and no experience running a country, rather than a highly experienced woman who has served her country faithfully for her entire life?
Faithfully? You say faith? You know, faithfully is a word that you cannot use when you are referring to the Clintons.
That's
all right?
Right.
You know, as for the tweeting, I'm sure he's going to stop and he will be as presidential as old Abe Lincoln. You guys are just getting way too worried. Now, remember, this man has run so many large successful corporations. Trump Real Estate, Trump University, and Trump's charity organization.
Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, there you go. See,
Mar-a-Lago.
He is going to surround himself with the best and the brightest that this country has to offer. You know, the true patriots who are above reproach, like Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, oh, and his brilliant legal counsel, Michael Cohen. I mean, I really do think he's going to make America great again.
Do you hear yourself? Need I remind you that when this all started, you thought Trump had no chance of winning. Your side was doing everything possible to back good old low energy, please applaud for me, Jeb Bush, as president.
Jack's right. I mean, it wasn't until Donald Trump made his announcement at Trump Plaza that you even thought about Mr. Trump as president.
Oh, you mean until June 16th, 2015, when President-elect Donald Trump glided down the gold escalator to impart to us his bold vision and to set the path for making America great again. That's what you mean, don't you?
Glide. Let's take these good people back to where this all started and remind them how we got here.
When we come back, we will look deeper into the results of this election and how the country will process our new president-elect Donald J. Trump.
Say it, girl.
Yep.
We're out in 3, 2... Clear.
Tucker, can you believe where we are after last night?
Oh, listen, Jack. Look, I know my side pushes a very conservative line, but none of us thought that it was going to end up like this. I mean, we all thought that we'd be starting these attacks on President-elect Hillary and her administration this morning. And that was going to be fun and easy pickings, I'll tell you what. But, I mean, we have to completely retool our entire strategy now.
Tucker? Mm-hmm. Hey, Tucker.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Don't be going soft on me now. They need us to be strong and keep the party line. Our viewers expect, and our side pays for us to put a positive spin on all the aspects of this election. I do not care what Trump poop tweets at 3 a.m. We are going to make it sound like Aristotle, okay? So buck up, buddy boy, and get back on the horse. Can someone please give me a damn bottle of water?
Get her some water.
Did you see how shocked and scared Donald Trump looked after he found out that he won last night? As a matter of fact, it looked like the entire family had just learned they'd been sentenced to 4 years in prison.
Back in 3, 2, in.
Welcome back. Let's go back now and see how we got here to that day in June where Donald Trump glided down the escalator to set this country on a completely different path.
You mean, Jack, the glorious day in June when President Donald J. Trump descended down the golden escalator to set this country on a path to make America great again and save the American people. Hashtag MAGA for life. Roll that escalator tape, please.
We're out.
This next scene is critical to our story, and it takes us back to where it all started. It's now June 2015, and we are in the lobby of Trump Tower. The lobby is full, with a mixture of the press, fans, some curious onlookers, as well as some paid attendees to make the event look full. Donald and Melania Trump glide down the escalator to the stage that has been set up in the lobby below. This song is called MAGA, and introduces us to candidate Trump. The words Mr. Trump is about to speak sets the tone for the 2016 presidential campaign, as well as changing our political process forever.
My friends, I'm here to tell you, our country is not the same. Not the same as it was for Nixon or when Amber Waves of Grain. I love grain. I grow the best grain. Nowhere near the place called home so dear to you and me. But I'm here to say, believe me, I've got to say. Let's make America great again. Just like the time and place, well, you remember when. Let's get back to the place it used to be. Let's make America great again.
Donald J. Trump.
Let's make America strong again. We're so weak right now. Just like the country we had, well, you remember when. Kill that Iran deal and stop the EPA. Let's make America strong again.
Donald J. Trump.
Wow, whoa, this is some group of people. Very nice. Thank you for coming. This is beyond anyone's expectations. Biggest crowd ever. Hey, look at my African-American over there. Isn't he great? I want to tell you, I'll be the greatest president God ever created. Believe me. You want jobs? There will be so many jobs, you have 2, 3, 4 jobs. It's going to be absolutely huge. Let's make America safe again. Just look what Obama's done. Just like the country we had, well, you remember when. We'll stop all crime and make our cities safe. Let's make America safe again.
Donald J. Trump.
Let's make America smart again. Lots of stupid people, folks. Just like the place we had, well, you remember when. You want the best words, those belong to me. Let's make America smart again.
Donald J. Trump.
Mr. Trump, a few questions from the press.
Who are you with, CNN?
Yes.
Your network is garbage. If I'm elected president, you will get so tired of winning. You will win so much, it's going to hurt to your core. Believe me, I know.
Sure, but when
Mr.
it comes
Trump,
to-
you said that China is killing us? What did you mean by that?
China. China is boring a hole through the middle of the earth and sucking our jobs through it. That's what China is doing. It's gotta stop. Don't even get me started on global warming. It's gonna-
Mr. Trump,
what about
the immigrants?
What?
What about the immigrants crossing the border from Mexico seeking asylum?
When Mexico sends us their people, they are not sending over their best. They are sending people who have lots of problems. And those problems come over the border, folks. They are rapists and drug dealers. I assume some of them are good. My friends, you need to listen. Let me set you straight. This place that we call home used to be great. It was, I remember it. Now we can bring it back with the help of you and me, but mostly me. I'm here to say, no, I'm going to say, let's make America strong again. We become so weak. The kind of country, well, you remember when. Everyone had a place and they stayed in it. Let's make America strong again. Let's make America ours again. You know what I mean. Just like the place we had, well, you remember when. We're going to build a wall, 40 stories tall. Let's make America great again.
Donald J. Trump.
Let's make America great again. Let's make America great again.
This next song and scene, The Reaction, shows how all the media outlets, both left and right, all thought Trump's announcement speech was off the rails, and at that time, he would have absolute zero chance to even making it to the first RNC debate. Most of the quotes in this song come from actual commentators that day. Let's listen in on this circus theme tune and see what they have to say.
Channel 13, there is leader in news, weather, and sports. Even when you don't care. Just in, Donald Trump takes a ride down an escalator to make a surprising announcement.
You gotta be kidding. Was that speech for real?
What I just saw was so surreal.
Not sure how to take this. Has he had a stroke?
No one will take him serious. Is this guy a joke?
Is this just for PR or to get him more fame?
There's no words to describe. Has he gone insane?
Let the carnival show begin. Let the circus wheel spin. Clowns and posers run the stage. The nightly news will be the rage. Call the pundits and the staff. Bring the red meat and the stars. But do they really think
Hillary's going down?
And when we return, a rat carries pizza down the steps. Unbelievable.
Let's now check back in with our morning show anchors and see how they feel about the campaign process at this stage.
It's time for Get Up Chicago, Chicago's number one morning show with Jack, Katie, Tucker, and Amanda. And here they are.
It's September 2015, and all the polls show Hillary has a commanding lead over Senator Bernie Sanders and Congressman Martin O'Malley. We have 13 months to go. But unless something big happens, looks like she will be the Democratic candidate.
I think what Jack is trying to say is that no one has the courage or the nerve to take on the presumed Grand Hillary Benghazi Rodham Clinton because of all these deep state ties that the Clintons have and the money, whether it was raised legally or not.
Okay, Tucker, please. Secretary Clinton is by far the most qualified candidate we've seen in years. All her years in service to this country and her time as First Lady, and not to mention the fact that she had to go through fake Republican witch hunt investigations for most of her adult life. You know what? Not one indictment, not one thing they had found that she had done wrong, except maybe stood by her man.
I don't think Monica was standing by
Tucker.
Her man.
She can be the first woman elected as president and forever break that glass ceiling.
Not if we have anything to say about it.
This next scene takes place at the Clinton campaign headquarters. It's midsummer of 2015, and it's now time to meet the presumed Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton. At this stage of the campaign, Hillary is consumed with how well Bernie Sanders is doing in the polls, and Donald J. Trump is not even on her radar. In this song, Glass Ceiling, we hear Hillary sing about the proverbial glass ceiling that has held so many women back in the past.
Hillary, we just got the latest poll numbers. They look great.
Bernie's numbers?
Oh, sorry, gotta go. Anthony's waiting.
Tell Anthony to keep his fucking pants on.
I'm really sorry, Mrs. Clinton. I'll be back later.
For some time, I waited for this to happen. For some time, I waited through a lot of bullshit. For some time, I never thought this dream would happen, but it did.
of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Stop on our journey is the song The Not So Great Debate. This is the first RNC debate in 2015, where candidate Trump faces down five other presidential candidates, all vying for the top spot in the RNC 2016 nomination. The vision for this scene was to have two podiums, Donald Trump at one, and the other candidates to walk up one at a time and take on Mr. Trump. At the end of each segment, the weakest player would be pulled off stage by a big hook. Remember, many of the lyrics in this song come from the actual candidate from when campaigning. Now let's see how Dr. Ben Carson, CEO Carly Fiorina, Governor Jeb Bush, Senator Marco Rubio, and Senator Ted Cruz handle Mr. Trump in this great debate.
Go live in 3, 2, 1.
It's 9 p.m. on the East Coast, and the moment of truth has arrived. Welcome to the 2016 Republican primary debate.
Mr. Carson, you have a minute for your opening thoughts. When you hear the bell, your time is up.
Obamacare. It's the worst thing since slavery. The Big Bang thing is just a big theory. Being gay is a decision, it's a personal choice. Joining ISIS, what they teach in AP course. I'm a good doctor with a brilliant mind. These are just some things, some thoughts of mine. That's it. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. When I get mad, I got an awful temper.
Mr. Trump, you have 30 seconds for your response.
Just think about his mother, what Carson said. Thought about a hammer right to her head. Then he hit his friend in the face with a lock. He tried to kill someone, that's no shock. One more thing regarding his pathological temper. That's a sick puppy, watch his anger. One last thing I would like to say. Nighty-night, sleepy bed, sleep away. Keep in touch. You never know, we'll see. I really look forward to your endorsement of me.
Mrs. Fiorina, I just want to ask you about all those things Mr. Trump said about you. He said, could you imagine a face like that?
Wrong.
And having her as our next president?
Wrong.
With Mr. Trump standing just feet away, what are the things you would like to say?
Fake news.
Hold on, Mr. Trump. I'll give you a turn. It's Mrs. Fiorina's time to respond to your burn.
I think most women across the country all heard what Mr. Trump said about me. Many women I have met traveling place to place would like to see me spit right dead in his face. If he ran this country like he ran his casinos, we'd all be broke. That's the truth, and he knows. I'm not going to dignify his comments with a response. He knows it's wrong. Let the voters respond. Mr. Trump, your response. You have 30 seconds.
Carly's interrupting everyone on stage. The way she ran her company was a huge disgrace. She laid off tens of thousands, so many people. Her reputation's awful. Her reputation's evil. This is not the time and this is not the place. But the way she ran HB can't be explained. She should be in jail, but I think she's through. I wish her well. And I really do.
Governor Bush, you're dying to interject. Is there anything you'd like to add? You've had time to reflect.
Donald Trump was a Democrat. He knows that it's true. Donald's not a Republican. What can we do?
Jeb will wear a tie and he's running for president. He couldn't negotiate if his life depended on it.
Donald's not a conservative. He doesn't know the meaning. He has no principles. His life is just free.
Jeb is low energy. We all know it's true. For Jeb to get things done, that's a hard thing to do. Bye-bye, low energy Jeb.
Mr. Rubio, Trump is stealing the show. What would you like the voters to know?
Well, what Mr. Trump has done throughout his career is to milk people from their money. That's very clear. He did it with Trump University.
Wrong.
He did it with his water.
Wrong.
He did it with his steaks.
Wrong.
He's got a nice daughter. He's done it with his departments and at Trump Place. He will take your money and lie to your face. He takes all the credit. You get nothing in return. That's what he'll do to the country. And that's my concern. Listen, people, that's my concern.
Little Marco was recently quoted. The size of my hands was something he noted. One thing I can promise and one thing I can tell you, there's no problem down there, that I assure you.
Mr. Cruz, it's time to take your place. What do you have to say about this race?
Let's ask all the voters out in your audience. Do you want a president with this much intolerance? The polls show he will lose to Hillary by 8. How is this guy gonna make us great? I think it's time for Donald to come clean. Show the world your net worth and let your taxes be seen. You wanna fight? You can be one with me. Leave Javi alone, cause that's my family.
Mr. Trump, your response. Please be brief.
Lying Ted Cruz, totally unstable. He's the single biggest liar. Watch Fox News on cable. I heard a rumor this one is brand new. I think his father killed Kennedy. Not sure if it's true. Just sent a tweet about Heidi, his wife. She's no Melania. That's just a fact of life. See you around, Lying Ted. I think your campaign is dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our great debate. Thanks for coming. You've been great. I would like to thank our candidates, especially Mr. Trump, for the high ratings. Our network has kind of been in a slump.
This concludes part one of the four-part podcast, The Divide, a musical journey through the 2016 campaign and election of Donald Trump. The Divide is a creation of songwriter and producer Terry O'Brien, and is brought to you by our old friend, Democracy. It's great if you can keep it.